I love cinnamon broom season, you guys. And if you're not familiar with cinnamon broom season or cinnamon, oh my God, I could start over, but no, we will power through this intro. If you're not familiar with cinnamon brooms, they are things that they sell at supermarkets, in my case, like Wegmans, and they sell them at other supermarkets too, but they're, you know, crappy wooden brooms that are coated in cinnamon, and you put them in your home. Or in my case, I put them in my home office and in my car. And then those things smell like cinnamon for a really long time. And eventually those things stop smelling like cinnamon. I don't know what happens to the cinnamon. It degrades, it goes away, something happens to it and it goes away. It's no longer with us and then it doesn't smell like anything. You can also get cinnamon rings. And I had one of those for many years. And of course it stopped smelling like 2 months after I got it. But I only removed it from my office this past week. And it had to be at least 5 years old. But anyway, I have two cinnamon brooms and I really know how to pronounce the word cinnamon. So I'm very proud of myself. Anyway, theme song.
Your daily Lex.
In comedy sports, we play a game called synonym rolls, where you, whenever the ref blows their whistle, the person who spoke has to replace their last word with a synonym or with multiple synonyms until the ref says, yes, I like that. So like if you're saying, oh yeah, I got this, that would be very tricky if I said cinnamon in this, but if I got this cinnamon broom and the ref said, whistle, you'd have to come up with a synonym for broom. Sweeper, sweepy thing, house cleaning device. And the ref will say, yep, house cleaning device. So then for the rest of that scene, every time you want to use the word broom, you have to instead say house cleaning device. It's fun and funny. Because I have worked so hard to make sure I say synonym roll when talking about that game, I now can no longer pronounce cinnamon, which is a spice I really enjoy. Anywho, there we go. I've talked on this very program about an eye rash situation. I got this crazy rash around my eyes and nothing would treat it. And I finally saw the dermatologist who would heal me. And she's like, you're going to put on this cream, Pyme Crolimus, and you're going to change everything you're using. You're going to stop using your, acne wipes. And you're going to stop using your shampoo and conditioner and use this dumb Aveeno oatmeal shampoo and conditioner. You can continue using your La Roche-Posay face wash and your I can't say any of the words today. You're going to keep using that lotion. That's fine. But you can't put anything else in your face. And you're going to use this medicine for 2 weeks and then don't use it for 2 weeks and then come see me. This was after a time where we did some of those changes and the rash continued. So I just completed the 2 weeks of medicine and stopped using the medicine again with my appointment just over 2 weeks away. And within 48 hours, the rash came back. So this doctor is one of the rare doctors in my life who doesn't use a patient portal, but you can send in a text. And I really didn't want to call and talk to somebody and explain it all to her. So I tried using their texting thing and I texted, hey, here's the deal. You told me to do these things. You told me to stop doing it this day. And now my rash is back. Do you want me to keep not using the lotion, the medicated lotion for several weeks until I see you? Or do you want me to keep treating it and then we'll regroup? And the doctor's office eventually called back later that day and said, yeah, go back to using the medication again. So now I don't know what to do because I've discontinued all the products that she wanted me to discontinue. But unless I'm medicated, the rash comes back. So I'm thinking of making an appointment with an ophthalmologist to see if there's something, because I think it's related to tearing. I don't know what else it could be at this point. It is under my eyes. I know my eyes tear sometimes at night. They tear extra when I put on the Vaseline around my eyes at night that the dermatologist would be doing. The dermatologist was like, yeah, if you get Vaseline in your eye, it doesn't bother you because Vaseline is so nothing like, I don't know. That's not her words. That's mine. But anyway, getting Vaseline in my eyes really turns on the faucet of my eyeballs, which is a beautiful turn of phrase, don't you think? Probably only making the problem worse. But anywho, I don't know. If the dermatologist can't treat a tearing problem, maybe I'm allergic to my contact lenses. Like, I don't know. I do not know. But, man, oh man, I got to stop having this rash around my eyes and I probably, can't use this medication for forever. It's fun when you go to the Wikipedia page for Pyme Crolimus and you read about it. I think it's also called Elidel. I think it's the brand name. And it's like, it probably doesn't cause skin cancer. Great. Neither is ice cream. Anyway, that's all I got. If you're my mom, which one of you may be, happy birthday, but I don't think you listen to this podcast, although I do think sometimes you listen to the transcription. Anyway, that's all I got. That's your October 8th, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.
Lex.